Brilliance Audio.
The Final Equinox, a Theo Cray and Jessica Blackwood thriller, by Andrew Main. Performed by Will Dameron and Jennifer O'Donnell. Philip Martinez left out one little detail when I agreed to hop on the next flight to New Mexico. Apparently, I have to go through some kind of vetting process before I get to the next step of whatever this is. Now I'm sitting across from my interrogators in a conference room inside the Santa Fe Marriott. I suspect Martinez didn't tell me because he was afraid I'd bail. Staring at the serious expressions on the man and the woman sitting on either side of him, I'm getting flashbacks to defending my PhD thesis and wishing this chair were an ejection seat. Or better yet, theirs. Back when I presented my doctoral research on using machine learning to predict the growth of enterotoxigenic Escherichia coli in petri dishes, I knew I had at least one skeptic in the room. I was able to plan for that and supply answers for every single contingency I could imagine. Computational biology was still an emerging science, and many of the professors I encountered were still stuck in the mindset of using antiquated methods instead of today's artificial intelligence techniques like deep learning. Here I'm having trouble determining if Claire Chambers or Ronald Urbina is the skeptic, based on the questions they've asked so far. Both seem not to hold me in high regard.
Dr. Cray, could you explain to us how you got your government security clearance revoked?
Asks Chambers, going for the throat and making her my prime suspect as the designated skeptic. It's a leading question, but exactly the kind I'd throw at me if I were on the other side of the table and wanted to cut me off at the knees. I didn't have my security clearance revoked. It expired, and I decided not to renew it. This is mostly accurate.
Was this related to funding being pulled from your lab by the Department of Defense?
Asks Chambers. We had a difference of opinion. I felt our research wasn't being used sincerely. This is still a delicate topic for me. I'd worked closely with DOD officials when they threw me a lifeline after my academic career came to an abrupt halt. The problem with DOD was, while one person has good intentions and wants to use your methods for making the world safer, someone else has different ideas and asks you to do things like make biomarkers to track the children of suspected terrorists. I had no confidence that there was any proper oversight applied to the people making these requests, and decided to extricate myself from the situation altogether. That, and the fact that one of my lab employees tried to kill me with a pathogen, made me suspect my management skills left much to be desired. I used to think my hard knocks went along with being an introverted loner, but then I saw Jessica, equally introverted and a fellow loner, run a class of FBI cadets through a field exercise like an actual response team and realized that wasn't the case. She is a leader. I could hold a group of students captivated for a few hours. She could get them to follow her out the door and try to save the world.
How would you define your expertise? Asks Urbina.
I'm a computational biologist. I study the use of computer modeling to understand how biological systems function.
Studied,
says Chambers, emphasizing the past tense. Study, I respond. This is something I'm still actively pursuing.
Can you direct us to any recent research papers that you've published?
She asks. Well, nothing I've submitted. I'm still working on the details. Procrastinating is more like it. I think I have some novel approaches using deep neural networks, but I'm not sure how well they'll be received, or more precisely, how well I'll be received.